Hello, good morning children. So today we would like to discuss chapter 4 materials from science book, textbook, metals and non-metals, chapter 4 materials. Materials can be of two groups. Materials can be of two groups. That is, one is metal, other one is non-metals. Again I repeat, metals and non-metal. There are two types of materials. One is metals and non-metals. How can we classify them into two groups? How can we classify them into two groups, two sections? Based on certain properties, physical properties as well as chemical properties, we classify them into two categories, two groups. They are metals are less stress. Metals are less stress, malleable, ductile, good conductor of heat and electricity. These are all the some of the physical properties. What do you mean by physical properties? Physical properties means the properties which help us to identify by seeing on them, by touching them, color, by seeing the color, or how, whether it is bright or whether it is breakable, whether it conducts electricity or not. Based on these certain points, certain differences, certain properties, we can identify, we can recognize them that they are metals. See, they are metals, and those materials which are not belonging to this group are called non-metals. That is, they are different from metals. For example, these non-metals are not less stress, very dull appearance. They are very dull appearance. They are not sonorous. They are not malleable. They are not malleable. They are not ductile. They are not good conductors of heat and electricity. So that these metals and non-metals, we are going to study how it is differentiated, how it be recognized, and what are its uses. We have to study what are the different uses of these metals and non-metals. So I request you all, take your textbook and take your classwork notebook also. Textbook, NCERT textbook, page number 44. Let us study the physical properties of metals. I would like to tell you there are some metals such as copper, aluminium, magnesium. All these things are some metals. These metals show all these characters. There may be some exceptional cases. These metals are very hard. Then these metals are less stress. What do you mean by less stress? By seeing it looks very, very bright. For example, if you see that gold jewelry, the jewelry which are made from gold. Gold is also a metal. It is very attractive color and it is bright color. This is called less stress. Sonorous. What is this sonorous? Sonorous means the ringing sound. When we beat the metals, it gives very nice ringing sound. That is called sonorous. Then malleable. What do you mean by malleable? Malleable is this property or physical property which is when the metals are beaten, it can be made into sheets. When it is beaten, it is made into, which can be beaten into sheets. This property is called malleable. So metals can be beaten into sheet. This property is called malleable. What about this ductile? Ductile means the properties. Ductile means the metals show ductile property, ductility. It means that they will be drawn into wires. For example, I told you that they are good conductors of heat and electricity. Metals are good conductors of heat and electricity. For example, copper, aluminium, both are metals, they are used in our houses in for conducting electricity. They are made into very thin wires. Because of this property, ductility, it can be drawn into wires. This can be drawn into wires, and they have the property of conducting electricity. Not only conducting electricity, heat also it is conducting. Transfer of heat takes place. This transfer of heat or electricity will be conducted by these metals. Non-metals will not conduct. For example, carbon or sulfur or whatever the other materials, non-metals, they will not conduct heat and electricity. Now, let us see that properties, that is physical properties of non-metals. As I said, these non-metals are just opposite to metals, just opposite to metal. That is, that's the whatever the characters metals have, these non-metals do not have the same characters, or they are just opposite to the metals. For example, I tell you this, non-metals are not sonorous. They do not produce sound. They do not produce sound. Then they are brittle. Brittle means they will be breakable, easily breakable. They break down very easily. So first point is they are not sonorous. They are brittle, they can be easily broken. Then next is, these non-metals are poor conductors of heat and electricity. They cannot conduct heat and electricity. For example, I tell you, sulfur, carbon, oxygen, phosphorus, all these things are non-metals. They are not sonorous. They are not good conductors of heat and electricity. They are not lustrous. So, and moreover, one more important point, they are non-malleable. They cannot be beaten into sheets. Neither malleable nor ductile. So, you cannot make them into sheets, as well as you cannot be drawn into wires. Cannot be drawn into wires. So, again I repeat, the physical properties of non-metals. Non-metals are not sonorous. They are not very hard, they are brittle, easily breakable, not good conductors of heat and electricity, that is, they are poor conductors of electricity as well as heat, non-malleable. Then the examples for non-metals, sulfur, carbon, oxygen, phosphorus, etc. Then let us see the next important property in the syllabus. We have to read, we have to study physical properties as well as chemical properties. Now let us see the chemical properties. Chemical properties, how the reaction of metals with oxygen. Chemical property, how metals react with oxygen, how metals react with water, how metals react with acids. These are all three important sub-concepts to read under this chemical properties. Now let us see that how the metals react with oxygen. It is under the properties, chemical properties, under the subtitle chemical properties. We'll discuss reaction of metals with oxygen. Metals react with oxygen to form its oxide. So you studied in the lower class also, seventh class also, magnesium strip is bind, it reacts with oxygen, forms its oxide, what we call it as magnesium oxide. Like that, iron also reacts with oxygen, form its oxide, iron oxide. So I repeat, these metals generally react with oxygen and form its oxides. So iron plus oxygen plus water, iron oxide is formed. Same way, magnesium plus oxygen, magnesium oxide is formed. This is the example of how metals react with oxygen. When you go through with these reactions, when magnesium oxide is added with water and tested for acidic character, acidic nature or basic nature, we will find that the red litmus turns into blue color. Red litmus change into blue color and shows that it is the basic in nature. Therefore, all metals are basic in nature. All metals are basic nature. Again, I tell you, metals react with oxygen, form its oxide. For example, iron reacts with oxygen, iron oxide is formed. Same way, magnesium reacts with oxygen, magnesium oxide is formed. Then, this magnesium oxide is collected, that ash. In 7th class, you have studied the magnesium is a strip-like structure. It is burned with fire. The ash is formed. When the ash is taken in the small test tube and added with water, then this added with water mixed thoroughly. When we test this ash magnesium oxide with water, when we test this one, what happens with ash, with litmus paper, red litmus turns into blue color. When blue becomes red means acid, but here the red litmus turns into blue shows that basic in nature. So all these oxides of metals are basic in nature. We discussed that metals are very hard. Metals are very hard, but there are some metals like sodium, potassium can cut with knife. They are not very hard, soft. The same way, metals generally solid, but in case of mercury, it is the only metal which is in liquid state. Mercury is the only metal which is only in liquid state. These are all the some of the examples of examples of exception cases, examples of some exceptions. So this is about exception cases. Now let us move on some activities. That is, experimentally we have to prove some activities. It is given in your textbook, page number 44. Page number 44 it is given. This experiment is to show that metals are malleable. One of the important physical properties is metals are malleable while non-metals are non-malleable. To prove that, to show that metals are malleable while non-metals are non-malleable. For example, to show that we have to take up some iron nail, pieces of iron nail, coal, pieces of thick aluminium wire and a pencil. Now what will you do? Take with the hammer, hit hard all the materials one by one. Hit the materials one by one with a hammer. Then note down the observations. Note down the observation. It is given in your book. The column is given, observation column. In this column, you can see that iron nail flattens when it is hit by hammer. This iron nail becomes flattened, showing that it is malleable. The same way, aluminium wire, it is also flattens. This iron nail and aluminium wire flattens, showing that property of malleability. Then what about this coal piece or pencil lead? These are all the non-metal. They cannot malleable, non-malleable. Therefore, they break into pieces. So, what is the conclusion of this? Iron and aluminium are malleable, while coal and pencil are non-malleable material. This shows that metals are malleable that can be beaten into thin sheets. Non-metals are non-malleable. Another activity is there, activity 2, that is in the page number 45. What we have studied, metals are the good conductors of electricity as well as heat also. For that, we have to prove that. We have to experimentally show that non-metals are poor conductors of electricity, whereas metals are good conductors of electricity. So there is a procedure for that. You studied in lower class the circuit, electric circuit. So make one electric circuit, take battery, bulb, wire and iron nail. Connect the circuit one by one with iron nail, piece of sulfur and a piece of coal and a piece of copper wire. note down your observations in the observation table. What we have to do is, you have to make one circuit by using the different metals, different non-metals such as sulfur, copper, coal, iron, nail. So connect all these things one by one. First you connect iron nail, iron rod, then the light will, bulb will glows. Clear? The bulb glows, shows that iron rod is a good conductor of electricity. Second one, when you connect with the sulfur, the bulb does not glow. Why? Because it is a poor conductor. Coal piece is a poor conductor, but copper wire is a good conductor of electricity. Therefore, children, this experiment help us to understand metals are good conductor of electricity, while non-metals are poor conductors of electricity. When iron reacts with oxygen, rust is formed. Iron reacts, iron plus oxygen, iron oxide is formed. That is called rust. So you might have seen iron gates without painting, it is kept, or iron objects, materials kept outside for a long time, it is rusted. So this is a slow chemical reaction. So this is called rusting. So reaction of metals, this way it takes place. Oxygen reacts with metals, this is takes place. Metals react with oxygen to form its oxide. Metals react with oxygen to form its oxide. Now let us see that this metallic oxides are basic in nature. These metallic oxides are basic in nature. Some activity will do it. For example, now take some spoonful of rust and dissolve in a small amount of water. Take a small amount of rust and dissolve it in a small amount of water. Shake the mixture thoroughly well and test the solution with red and blue litmus paper. Test the solution with red and blue litmus paper. We'll observe the color change of the litmus paper. We will observe the color change of the litmus paper. The solution of rust and water changes the color of red litmus paper blue. Red litmus becomes blue. The color of blue litmus does not change. It shows that metallic oxides are basic in nature. Metallic oxides are basic in nature. That is why it changes the color. Red litmus paper becomes blue color. This is about metallic oxides are basic in nature. Next, same way, one more activities also. It is there in page number 47 to show that non-metallic oxides are acidic in nature. Non-metallic oxides like sulfur. For that, we'll see one more activity the same way. Take small amount of sulfur in a deflagrating spoon and heat it. Take small amount of sulfur in a spoon and heat it. Then, next, what we have to do, the sulfur starts burning. Once the sulfur starts burning, introduce the spoon into the gas jar. Introduce the spoon into the gas jar or glass tumbler. Cover the lid and ensure that gas produced does not escape from the jar. The gas produced now, that should not be escaped from the jar. So, lid, cover the lid immediately. Take a small amount of water or little water in the jar and cover the jar with the liquid quickly. Then, shake the tumbler well. We have to shake the tumbler well and test the solution with red and blue litmus papers. Then, we will observe that when sulfur burns in oxygen, it produces sulfur oxide, sulfur dioxide. When sulfur burns in oxygen, it produces sulfur dioxide. On dissolving the sulfur dioxide in water, sulfurous acid is formed. That chemical equation is SO2 plus H2O, H2SO3, sulfurous acid. So, sulfur dioxide reacts with water, produces sulfurous acid, H2SO3. Sulfurous acid changes the color of blue litmus paper to red, showing the acidic character, acidic in nature. So, this non-metallic oxides are acidic in nature. Non-metals react with oxygen to form non-metallic oxides. These oxides are acidic in nature. this oxide dissolve in water to form acid. So this activity shows that non-metallic oxides are acidic in nature. So children, with this we complete this module, this first second module of third one, totally third modules. Out of three, the second one is over. Let me wind up. What are the things we have seen? Revise what we have studied in this chapter, in this module. Well, let us see that. Let me start from that. Materials, what we have studied, materials, types of materials, metals and non-metals, then physical properties of metals. Metals are less stress, sonorous, malleable, ductile, good conductors of heat and electricity. That is given in the first slide. Second one, less stress. Less, what do you mean by less stress? Bright appearance. It is, for example, no gold jewelry, it will be always bright. Why? Because of less stress. Ductility. Ductility means metals can be drawn into wires. Sonorous, producing sound. These are all the physical properties of metals. So that is why the metals are kept in the schools to ring the bell. Ringing sound, it gives ringing sound. Then malleability. Malleability means it, that can be beaten into sheets. Ductility, metals can be drawn into wires. That is the reason the aluminium wire, copper wire are used in house for different purposes. Then next is good conductors of heat and electricity. This one of the important properties, physical properties of metals means they are the good conductors of heat and electricity. They conduct heat and electricity. Therefore, in our house, wiring and all, no, we use electrical wires are generally made up of aluminium wire or copper wire. They are very hard. Some of the examples are given in the slide 4. Some of the examples are given in the slide. Then next, let us see that non-metals. Non-metals are just opposite. The non-metals, the properties are they break down easily. They are not sonorous. They are poor conductors of heat and electricity. Examples, sulfur, carbon, oxygen, phosphorus, all these things are given in 7 also it is given, 7 it is given. Next is chemical properties. Chemical properties, iron reacts with oxygen to form rust. Reaction of metals with oxygen, then reaction with oxygen. Sulfur plus oxygen gives its oxide, sulfur dioxide. When sulfur dioxide is added with water, sulfurous acid is formed. It turns blue litmus to red, which shows that it is acidic in nature. Acidic in nature. So, children, with this, I complete this module 2. Thank you.